93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. Just got to look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
A mid-air crash occurred yesterday afternoon when a helicopter collided with a small single-engine plane. The collision occurred near Frederick Municipal Airport and took three lives and injured two others. The MTSB is investigating. A Prince George's County man has died after being shot by a sheriff's deputy responding to a domestic violence call that involved a gun. Police were talking to a woman who had called 911 from a Suitland home around 1 a.m. yesterday when a man appeared at the front door. One of the deputies shot the man, who later died at the hospital, but the sheriff's office declined whether the man was armed when he was shot. A campaign treasurer for the former D.C. counselor Michael Brown says he's guilty of moving more than $115,000 of political contributions to his personal account. 33-year-old Hakeem Sutton pled guilty yesterday for breaking campaign finance laws and tax evasion. He faces more than a year in prison. The University of Maryland is monitoring both confirmed and suspected cases of viral meningitis on campus. It is not as dangerous as bacterial meningitis, but should be treated carefully. The university has provided information about the condition and what to do if you're experiencing symptoms. In other news, high school kids in Fairfax County will be getting more sleep next year. The school board approved a start time nearly an hour later than the current, while middle school children will be up 15 minutes earlier. And believe me or not, today the D.C. snow teams hit the roads, but no snowfall yet. They're just doing a dry run in preparation for the expected brutal winter that's to come. I'm Britton, that's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.